malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It rolls on. Always happy when you are a part of this big show. Dial us up. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones right now. Wisco Paul, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. You know, there has to be a lot of money in pillows, a lot more than I thought there was. But
in pillows?
I think you say it. Yeah, the pillow man there.
Well, what's the average pillow? Like $30 to $60, man. They're not cheap. A real good pillow is a lot more than that. And, you know, I don't know. I got suckered in. I bought one My Pillow for my wife some number of years ago, and it's nearly unused. She never liked it. But, you know, they seem so appealing in the commercials. You know, he throws on that crucifix, and he's behind your medicine cabinet. I mean, it's a little creepy how he markets those things, Paul.
That is so true. 25 mil is a lot of money to spend on Trump there. Hey, you know, I want to get back to something here you brought up earlier. And Dan O'Donnell, he's a D-bag every day. But there's two people I know. There's two people I know very well. And on January 6th, they both said, burn it down. I said, you got to be kidding me. Burn it down? They go, yep, burn it down. And I said, where are you guys getting your information, for goodness sake? They're trying to burn the Capitol down. He goes, well, we listen to Rate Talk Radio on Dan and Vicky. And I go, yeah, they suggested I might listen to that someday. And I go, nah, that's okay. But the talk radio has got a powerful powerful influence on people. And, like talking to CJ or any of these guys that listen to talk radio all the time, they have their talking points, and they go right to them. And if you try to get the facts out there to them, or at least, you know, the facts, I believe, they switch the subject. So,
well, it's like a Gatling gun of misinformation, red herrings, and Hannity talking points.
Yeah, you get the talking points, Cootie, and it's just, it's unbelievable. I don't, you know, somewhere along the line, it might help to read a newspaper or, you know, get some other information, but it's pretty powerful, I think. So anyway, I agree with your D-bag of the day. It's the Irish guy, Dan O'Donnell. And
hey, let's not cast dispersions at Irish people.
No, I won't do that.
We do that plenty well ourselves, just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, and, be well, Wisco. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Mrs. Wisco, the whole Wisco family. I think Wisco's, what, son-in-law showed up at one of the summer love parties up in Beaver Dam at a Trump bar. You know, equal opportunity partiers. Good people, the Wiscos. 844-967-2789. Now, here is a little divergence in topic that's going to piss a few in the audience off, I suspect.
Can't wait.
Let's do it. I don't know if you are aware, you are a fair audience, but Joe Biden's polling is kind of abysmal. In fact, some are suggesting that Joe Biden should not run for re-election. And when I say some people, I mean the vast majority of Democrats say that. Here's a little polling. Instead, where's the polling? Joe Biden would be 80-something if he ran for re-election in 2024. Just 22% of voters want him to seek a second term. 22%, one in five, want Joe Biden to seek re-election. And when you ask Democrats, only 36% want to see Joe run for re-election. The candidate, the juggernaut he's trailing, someone else, is at 44%. That's amongst Democrats.
That's all right. Biden won because he also, his other name is not Trump.
Yeah, not Trump. Well, there has been some polling recently that suggests that if the election were held today, Joe Biden would lose to Donald Trump, at least in the polling. Now, you know, that's not reality. That's just a snapshot in time. But right now, the question becomes, will Joe Biden seek re-election? I mean, you know, if he can't get the Build Back Better through, there might be nothing or not a lot to run on. And obviously,
Mike, that's a very good question.
The coronavirus pandemic has diminished people's perceptions of the current president, because Joe promised to end the pandemic. And of course, Republicans, they're going to make sure he can't or die trying. So the question then becomes, if not Joe Biden, well, what Democrat would it be? Well, here are a few of the choices being suggested, at least at Hill piece. The Democratic bench is about as deep as the New York Giants. Pardon me, the Jets these days. Who's got the worst bench? Probably the Jets, right?
The answer to that question is definitively yes.
Vice President Harris. Kamala Harris currently at 28% approval.
It's funny from the excitement of her coming in to where she is now in the perceptions of people. And
makes a better first impression than lasting impression.
I guess so.
Well, she's been vilified on Fox News, and the Biden administration and Kamala Harris, to her credit to the disappointment of many, she's kind of been a hidden figure in the Biden administration. So who then would be the Democrats' choice if Biden ages out or chooses not to run for health reasons, whatever reason, low polling reasons? What about Andrew Cuomo? I mean, he was a hot ticket recently. The no longer governor and thoroughly disgraced Andrew Cuomo, I don't think he'll be bantered about like he might have been a year ago at this time, right? He was the next great hope for the Democratic Party.
Maybe you can get Chris as his campaign manager. Vote for him or you're stupid, you jerk.
How about Gavin Newsom, right? That handsome Hollywood Gavin Newsom. Well, he barely survived a recall in California. Almost got beat by Larry Elder. So probably not a shining star. I mean, they had to come out. Biden had a campaign for Newsom. So Newsom's probably not going to replace Biden at the top of the Democratic ticket. What about Pete Buttigieg? I mean, he'll be like 28 by the next election, right?
He's at least sane and got some traction. He was my favorite person to watch going on Fox News.
Pete Buttigieg is very good on Fox News. I hope I am your favorite to watch on the Foxy News. I'll be there soon. A couple of my favorites. How about Bernie Sanders, who'll be like 92?
Mike, that's a very good question.
Bernie'd be like 92. Elizabeth Warren?
She'd be like
Elon Musk
102, isn't
called
she?
Her Karen, Senator Karen this week. I want to
look at your hair. Look at your hair, Elon, before you talk next time. My God.
Well, she's very vibrant. I love Senator Elizabeth Warren. I said I supported Bernie in the 2020 campaign because I thought he had paid the dues. Sometimes I think you got to lose one to win one. I thought he was best positioned. But if I could have plucked and picked a president, Elizabeth Warren is the smartest girl in class. She had a plan for that, right? What we came to find out is people don't give a damn if you got a plan. So, Cory Booker, also a very good possible.
I'm having a live update as you read these names of our text chat, and every one of them is, well, here, let me read a couple of them. No, and then Matt Flynn, ?
Matt Flynn, the morning host right here on Devil Radio. He was a gubernatorial candidate, finished back in the field like third or fourth. 7.5% I think Matt had.
And then not bad after that.
He's not the governor, Matt Flynn. But here's a name that you may not have even considered up until now. What about Hillary?
I did not consider that at all.
Hillary Clinton. This article actually proposes, why not Hillary?
I think I have a couple reasons why, but it's fine. Let's talk about it.
Well, it gets a little snarky at points here, and I like snarky, so I'll share some of this with you, our fair audience. If you've got your opinions on this topic, 844-967-2789. So the author writes, if those are your options, why not Hillary? She's 74 years old, which is like being bathed in the fountain of youth compared to Biden. And she's still stunned 5 years later that she actually lost to Donald Trump. In fact, she sounds no different than Trump in constantly complaining about all the reasons she lost and that, well, the election was stolen by Trump and the Russians anyways. That type of rhetoric is a big no-no for Trump. But A-OK for Hillary, or Stacey Abrams does it. Rules are rules. Here's a quote. Are we going to give in to all these lies and this disinformation and this organized effort to undermine our rule of law and our institutions? Or are we going to stand up to it? Clinton recently warned regarding the possibility of Trump taking back the White House. And yes, that's a real possibility. Several recent polls have Trump topping Biden in a hypothetical 2024 contest, which is stunning considering that the Democrat received 81 million votes last year, right? That was a year ago. One more possible sign that Hillary is dipping her toe in the 2024 pool comes in the form of her bizarre decision to read her 2016 victory speech for something called Masterclass. According to the author here, it was one of the most cringeworthy things you'll ever see. Did you see it, Fancy?
No, but Masterclass, I'm told, is pretty darn awesome.
I hear good things about Masterclass.
I would not sign up for the Hillary Clinton Masterclass. And again, I think she's a qualified, very intelligent woman, but I don't necessarily think that she would be sending, let's say, the best message to the public.
Here is what the author writes. Here we have the former First Lady, Senator, Secretary of State, and Democratic presidential nominee reading a speech for an election she lost. Of course, if the New York Times gave an 85% chance of winning an election, and I somehow lost to a guy who had never run for public office before, I'd have trouble absorbing it too. But eventually, one would think Hillary, more than 5 years later, would show some class, some humility, some maturity, and not talk about it so often anymore. Instead, here she is, a losing candidate reading a five-year-old victory speech. And in case you're asking, if any losing presidential candidate had done anything like this before, the answer is no. Since the election, Hillary has blamed her loss on misogyny, sexism, voter ID laws, Bernie Sanders, former FBI director James Comey, and Matt Lauer, you know, the morning show guy, along with dozens of others. She hasn't blamed neglecting the campaign in Wisconsin. I pointed that out once or twice. Or deciding I'm with her was a grabby campaign slogan. It's a five-year public therapy session in broad daylight. And in a sane world, she would have been laughed off out of the room for reading such a speech. But this felt more like a trial balloon in an effort to see if there's still an appetite for the Clinton brand. Kamala Harris was supposed to be Biden's plan B. She was supposed to be set up to be the first female president in our nation's history. But it's not working out for the VP, who is already seeing senior staff members jump ship at an alarming rate, presumably thanks to her poor polling, talking about Kamala. Hillary Clinton always seemed to believe the mantle of first female president was her birthright. And given how pathetic the field is on the Democratic side, with or without Joe Biden, she may just get a second chance at winning the office her husband so famously made infamous, Joe Concha, with The Hill. He works for them. So don't blame me for his opinions. What do you think, Hillary Clinton 2024?
No.
The people are clamoring. The people want it. Hillary wants it. Most importantly, what's it matter what you or I want? What if Hillary really wants to be
that
president?
I think that was literally the problem last time. It's my time, and I'm supposed to have this now. I'm going to throw out a name for you right in this last minute here.
Sure. Throw
complete
it.
Complete curveball, and you guys are going to be completely
Andrew
surprised.
Andrew Yang! No, go ahead.
When this person gets way more traction than you ever thought possible, but after Trump, it's completely possible that Dwayne The Rock Johnson becomes our next president, either this term or the next time.
The Rock.
What party is he going to run for? Does it even matter anymore?
The tequila party?
We're close to watering our fields with Gatorade.
You know who I think is going to run? Other than Mike Pence, who will be roundly abandoned by the Republicans. You know, he should have sacrificed himself for the country. Trump called him morally bankrupt. Tucker Carlson. It's got Christmas ornaments. Say Tucker Carlson 2021. He's running. He's in. Come back. More Devils.
We will be back in some form.
He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
Mr. Trump.
It